Jim Dolson joins us from U.S. Staffing.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Jim.
I'm still giggling a little bit about the comment about getting through the intersection under the bridge over to. oh my goodness, Christoph's and Sons there. I have to tell you, I've been tempted more than once because it's blocked off on either side. If you're on Michigan Avenue going through that intersection,
yeah.
The red light is still going and still working, but there's no cross traffic. So I have to admit, I'm thinking every time I go through there, I think I'm just going to run this thing because there isn't anybody coming, and will there be anybody coming? But don't tell a local constable on patrol.
No. Yeah, I hear you.
I know.
I feel your pain.
I know, but I still obey the law, but I'm just saying there's a temptation there. So, Greg, how was your weekend?
Good.
Yeah, nice. Well, my my Michigan Wolverines take on, hopefully they'll take on the Buckeyes, but this coming weekend, I don't hold out. Well, anyways, we should just get to the program. We are talking about reading other people's body language today,
oh,
Greg.
Goodness.
Yeah, I know, and it's an awkward topic to try and pull off, you know, on a radio show.
Yeah.
You know, we can't see each other, especially now when I'm even calling in. But I thought it'd be fun just to talk about for a few minutes. And speaking of body language and awkwardness, there's plenty of discussion out there right now about stay-at-home employees and students who are meeting, you know, communicating by Zoom with other employees and teachers and that sort of thing. So to get us thinking about that topic today of awkwardness and body language, I found a couple of funny posts I thought I'd share. The first one's a tweet. Now, this is from a student who is like a college-age student, I probably should say, who is taking an online course. And he writes this in his tweet. He says, I was not prepared for the level of awkward that arises when a professor asks the class a question over Zoom lecture and no one responds. It's a weird thing. So I teach some university courses online and that sort of thing. And it is awkward because everyone's got their cameras off. You don't know who's tuned in, who's sleeping, who's doing something else. And you ask a question, no one jumps in with an answer. And you can't read their facial expressions because they got their cameras off. So you have no idea
right. If
people are engaged. Anyway, so here's another one. And I think many of us have experienced this new awkward moment, if you will, early on, especially in the pandemic, as we were all trying to figure out Zoom. One person tweeted this. They said, you know, that two-second period between saying goodbye and ending the Zoom meeting, it's my new worst awkward moment. So, Greg, I don't know if you've been on Zoom a lot, but that's probably, you know, that second after when everyone says goodbye and then everybody's, like, reaching into their screen to figure out how to shut things off, it's a weird disconnect moment. I don't know if you've experienced that or not.
Yeah, I like to stay away from Zoom.
that's a good way to be, my friend. So we're talking about body language for a few minutes today, Greg. A lady named Vanessa Van Edwards is a well-respected expert and publicist, and she's written a number of books about reading the body language of other people. And so we're going to just cover a few points today that might help us understand how to read and understand the body language that that we're putting off, as well as what other people are telling us without even saying a word. And just to be clear, Greg, when I use the term body language, what I'm talking about is those subtle cues that we send and receive about what we might be thinking or feeling. And again, they're nonverbal. Sometimes we don't say anything at all, and we're sending a message out. So, interesting point here, Greg. Our body language can be broken into three different categories. There's facial expressions, there's body gestures, and there's the way we dress and look. All right? So, all three of those categories are used to send off these cues, these subtle cues to other people about what we're thinking or what we're feeling in the moment and that sort of thing. All, again, all without saying a word. So the author goes on to say, and this is interesting, men and women read body languages differently. Men, surprise note here, Greg, men do not read other people's body language very well. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife told me this. I didn't need any research to confirm it. Researchers who study brain activity have found that women have 15 different areas of their brain that light up, when they're watching it, when they're reading body language. And men only have about five areas. You know, basically, as men, we're not very observant at reading body language, Greg. We're just not good at it. And I'm sure it's why I get that death stare sometimes from Kathy, you know, when she's telling me something and I'm not getting it. Other research in the area of body language also indicates that people send off these visual cues when they're lying. Now, the one that's most obvious, and you've probably seen this before, you've probably done it yourself too, is when someone is shaking their head back and forth, you know, left to right, while they're talking about something. So, for example, if you're saying, I enjoy working with you, and your head is going left to right, it's probably a sign that you're lying. You don't do that, do you, Greg? You don't do that, do you?
No.
No, of course not. No, no, no. And finally, there's a lot that we can learn about people's thoughts just by watching their facial expressions. You know, for example, smiling is seen as a behavior that says, hey, let's be friendly to each other. Like, I want to get to know you. Let's be friends. It's a cordial. It's very helpful in social situations.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a flip side to that. Sometimes smiling too much says that you're willing to be submissive or subordinate, willing to give in to the demands of the other people that to make them happy. And that may not always be the right signal to send off. So imagine yourself always smiling at somebody. You might be sending the wrong message. So I would say don't smile unless you really want to be genuine with somebody and want to be their friend and that sort of thing. Well, listen, maybe you're an employee and you're reading your employer's body language about you, and it isn't so good. If you're looking for a new address to work at, contact us, and let's talk about getting you matched up with the right employer. Or maybe you're an employer and you need more people in your business smiling at you, perhaps. Call us. We can help the right person to work for you in your business. Business leaders, Greg, and potential team members can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency, and they can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com or come on over to our Jackson location at 707 North Wisner. We are by appointment only right now, Greg, so people need to call ahead, but our number is 517-787-6150.
Thank
you,
Jim.
Are you smiling, Greg? Have a good day, Greg.
Have a good week. We'll talk to you next week. Jim Dolson, U.S. Staffing.